Hey guys, welcome back to another podcast. This is episode 3 of Video Games Weekly. So today we're going to be talking about Dark Souls Remastered on the Nintendo Switch. So, Bandai Namco has announced the Nintendo Switch release of Dark Souls Remastered has been delayed. The game was originally scheduled to launch alongside the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One versions on May 25th, but it has now been pushed to summer 2018. The Solar of Astorio amiibo has also been postponed into the same time frame. The PS4 and Xbox One versions, meanwhile, are unaffected. Dark Souls Remastered has announced for Nintendo Switch during a direct event held in January. The Switch version displays the game at 1080p resolution with 30 frames per second. And when played in TV mode, Nintendo also clarified that the Dark Souls Remastered includes this Artorias of the Abyss DLC as well as improved frame rate and resolution from the original. Those playing on PS4, Xbox One, or PC will be able to experience the rich world of Dark Souls is upscaled 4K resolution with 60 frames per second when playing on PlayStation 4 Pro system, Xbox One X, and PC according to the original press release. Dark Souls Remastered will also support up to 6 players for online multiplayer, which one of the major changes from the original versions of the game. You can read about all the differences between the original Dark Souls and Dark Souls Remastered online. In GameSpot's original Dark Souls review, Kevin Van Ord awarded it at a 9.5/10, describing it as riveting. I don't know how to pronounce that, but it'll work. Dark Souls requires intense focus, he said. This isn't a light-hearted romp in a bright and colorful fantasy world. It's a methodical journey into the frightening unknown. And that's what makes it so revealing. Some games try to scare you with bump-in-the-night shocks and far-off howls. But Dark Souls doesn't require such predictable methods of terror. Its terrors emanate from its very core. Each step bringing you closer to another inevitable death. How amazing that such a terrible place could be so inviting. The game's world is so memorable, and its action so thrilling that it might invade your thoughts even when you aren't playing, silently urging you to escape the real world and return to this far more treacherous one. Dark Souls doesn't just surpass other dungeon crawlers. It skewers them with a razor-sharp halberd and leaves behind their soulless corpses. Whoa. So that's actually pretty cool. Thinking about it now, Dark Souls 3, I think it was the one of the best Dark Souls games I've played in my entire life. You know, it's actually quite fun. I mean, I like it. You know, now I'm gonna have to try to get Dark Souls Remastered, but I don't even have any of the consoles for it. So next we're gonna be talking about Pokemon Go's next community event. So the fourth community day now behind us, Pokemon Go players can begin looking forward to next month's event. Niantic has announced the first details for May's Community Day, which is scheduled to take place on Saturday, May 19th, and will feature other very popular Pokemon from Red and Blue versions. As always, the event begins at different times depending on where you live and will run for 3 hours in the U.S. It kicks off at 11 a.m. PT and 2 p.m. ET and ends at 2 p.m. PT / 5 p.m. ET. In Europe and Africa, the community day takes place from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. UTC, and in Asia Pacific region, the event lasts from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. JST. During the event, any lure modules that are activated will last 3 will last for... Oh, gosh. Oh, during the event, any lure modules that are activated will last for 3 hours. In addition to that, players will receive triple and normal amount of Stardust for capturing Pokemon. The featured Pokemon during Maze Community Day is another Kanto starter, the Fire-type Charmander. During the event, Charmander will spawn in much greater numbers than usual. Niantic hasn't revealed what special move the Pokemon will be able to learn. Though, if the past few Community Days have been any indication, players will presumably need to evolve Charmander into Charizard before the event ends to learn the exclusive attack. In the meantime, players only have a few more hours to take advantage of the ongoing Kanto Week event. This is scheduled to end on April 17th and grants players double the normal amount of candy for capturing and transferring Pokemon. Kanto native Pokemon such as the aforementioned Charmander are also appearing more frequently for the duration of the event. So that's actually pretty exciting for somebody who plays Pokemon Go, if you got all that time on your hands. But I guess it's time for some music. We're going to start including some music during our podcast, so be back in a few. Alrighty, guys, that was your 3-minute music break. So, the next game we're going to be talking about is the new Castlevania game that's announced out for mobile now. So, if you haven't heard, The next Castlevania game will be on mobile in Japan. Konami announced Castlevania Grimoire of Souls today, an iOS game that pays homage to the series with cameos from throughout its long history. The new game is bringing an emphasis on multiplayer with up to four players fighting together and retrieving each other in real time. It also includes a boss rush mode and 4v4 mode. Silicon Era reports that Grimoire of Souls takes place in the future after Dracula has been vanquished. Two new characters, Genya Arikado and his assistant Lucy Severe, serve as the main playable cast. They both work in a secret anti-Dracula research division of the Japanese government. When Genya receives a letter warning him that Dracula has been revived, the character bios unsubtly hint that Genya himself is at least part vampire. While Lucy is a powerful magician, other characters from Castlevania canon such as Alucard, Simon, Belmont, Charlotte, Maria, and Shinoa will be available as well. The last Castlevania game was in 2014's Lords of Shadows 2, but the series keeps coming back to life in one form or another. Last year, it snuck up on us as a Netflix anime series, and a well-regarded one at that. While it was a short run of episodes, it earned GameSpot's Best Adaptions and Best Netflix Exclusives. The second season is coming this summer. With 8 episodes, double the size of the first season, so far Castlevania Grimoire of Souls has only been confirmed for Japan. Konami hasn't announced if it has plans to release in other regions. Japanese players can register to participate in the game's closed beta through its official site until the end of April. So, those of you Japan listeners, if you're in Japan, go check that out now. I highly recommend it if you are a fan of Castlevania. So, now it's time for some more music. We're going to try to do some music frequently on here. So that way, after it's like going to the next segment. So, see you guys very shortly. She get the job she wanted. So that car that gave her problems. I'm just curious about her honest. Are you wondering why I've been calling? Like I got ulterior motives. Though we didn't end it so good. But you know we had something so good. I'm wondering, can we still be friends? Can we still be friends? Does it have to end? And if it ends, can we be friends? Too tight since I left. Wondering if you think about me. Actually, don't answer that. Though you wondering why I've been calling. Like I got ulterior motives. Though we didn't end it so good. But you know we had something so good. I'm wondering, can we still be friends? Can we still be friends? Does it have to end? And if it ends, can we be friends? Can we be friends?
Like I got ulterior motives. No, we didn't end this so good. But you know we had something so good. I'm wondering, can we still be friends? Can we still be friends? Does it have to end? If it ends, can we be friends?
Hi, do you want to learn how to draw amazing art? Would you like to learn how to draw straight out of your head and start wowing everyone around you? Then this is your course on drawing, from beginner to advanced. Drawing is the most sought-after skill when it comes to any artistic job, and the skill can be yours with this course. The course begins with the basics. I'll take you through everything you need to know to start drawing like an expert. Next, you'll learn all about the fundamentals of drawing and how to use them to create your own artwork. Once you've mastered the fundamentals, you'll jump right in and start drawing still lifes, which is vital if you want to become a skilled artist. Then, I'm going to take you through how to create texture for your drawings. But that won't leave you with everything you need to know in order to create amazing drawings. So then, I'm going to teach you how to draw the human face as well as the human form. And lastly, I've added a bonus section where I'll teach you how to draw animated figures step by step. The course is packed with over 10 hours of clear content. Plus, I offer 100% fully responsive support throughout the entire course. So, why am I sharing this with you? I'm Jason, a freelance illustrator and designer. When I was very young, I got a job at an animation studio because of my drawing skills. Drawing is the fundamental building block of art and can open countless doors for you. My mission is to give you the skills to draw professional art. I also offer a 100%, no questions asked, money back guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Jump on in and change your art world today.
Little do you know how I'm breaking while you fall asleep. Little do you know I'm still haunted by the memories. Little do you know I'm trying to pick myself up piece by piece. Little do you know I need a little more time. Underneath it all, I'm held captive by the hole inside. I've been holding back for the fear that you might change your mind. I'm ready to forgive you, but forgetting is a harder fight. Little do you know I need a little more time.
I'll wait.
You don't have to be afraid. I'll wait. Our love is here and here to stay.
can you look at this? Does this sound like me?
Yeah.
Take a look, please.
It's perfect.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Everybody circling as vultures, negative, nepotists. Everybody waiting for the fall of man. Everybody praying for the end of times. Everybody hoping they could be the one. I was born to run, I was born for this.
Rip, whip, pull me like a racehorse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down and build me up. I wanna be the slip, slip. Word upon your lip, lip.
Always hanging on to the visual. I wanna be invisible. Looking at my ears like I'm out of dumb. Everybody needs to be a part of them. Never be enough on the prodigal son. I was born to run, I was born for this.
Whip, whip, pull me like a racehorse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down and build me up. I wanna be the slip, slip.
Hypothetical, working out of something that I'm proud of. Out of the box, an epoxy to the world and the vision we've lost. I'm an apostrophe. I'm just a symbol to remind you that there's more to see. I'm just a product of the system of catastrophe. And yet a masterpiece, and yet I'm half deceased. And when I am deceased, at least I go down to the grave and die happily. I leave the body of my soul to be a part of me.
Whatever it takes, 'cause I love the adrenaline in my veins. I do whatever it takes, 'cause I love how it feels when I break the chains. Whatever it takes, you take me to the top. I'm ready for whatever it takes, 'cause I love the adrenaline in my veins.
And that was Whatever It Takes, Imagine Dragons. Now, on the next topic, so the week's best video game deal so far for Overwatch. The week may not be even half over, but we already have loads of sales and discounts on PS4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and PC games to choose. Here's a roundup of some of the best deals from varieties of sources. Best Buy's weekly video game sales particularly good this week. It has discounts on everything from Overwatch and Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon discounts, or Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands, to a foam replica of Kratos' axe. As always, Gamers Club Unlocked members get extra savings on games from Best Buy. The digital PC game retailer GOG keeps track of all items its customers place on their wish lists. This week, it's putting that information to good use by dropping prices on some of the most wishlisted games, including The Witcher 3, Divinity Original, Sin 2, and more. The new Razer Game Store is having a sale on Rockstar and 2K games. You can get GTA 5 for $24, which is a deeper discount than we're used to seeing also on a sale at GOG. Are games like Civilization VI and NBA 2K18. The Humble Store has a number of excellent games on sale this week, including The Long Dark for $9, The Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom of the Pain for $5. Not bad at all. The BioWare Store is temporarily shutting down, and the company is trying to liquidate its inventory for a massive closeout sale. That's good news for fans of Dragon Age and Mass Effect. Tons of apparel, accessories, and collectibles are on sale for cheap. Horror games are also on sale on Xbox One, so if you've been meaning to scare the pants off yourself playing games like Outlast 2, $10, or Layers of Fear, $6, head over to see the full list. The PlayStation Store's weekly promotion in the double discount sale, it has discounts on the games like Crash Bandicoot N, Sane Trilogy, and Star Wars Battlefront 2. If you have PlayStation Plus Network membership, you can get twice the discount on each of the games. Oh, and Piggle is currently free for PC on Origin. Download it, play it, love it. We can't spend all our free time gaming. If you want to expand your leisure activities to movies, you're in luck. Best Buy is running special offers on Blu-ray and 4K Ultra HD Blu-ray movies. For instance, you can go grab Kubrick Collection and the Lord of the Rings Trilogy for $20. Some links to supporting retailers are automatically made into affiliate links, and GameSpot may receive a small share of those sales. So, that's pretty nice. I don't know. But, anyways, Monster Hunter World adding new Elder Dragon and quest type in big update. Another big update is coming very soon to Monster Hunter World. Capcom will release a new patch for both the PS4 and Xbox One versions tomorrow, April 18th, which will introduce new gear, another Elder Dragon, and a new type of quest to the game. The update is scheduled to roll out at 5 p.m. PT/8 p.m. ET, 1 a.m. BST on April 19th. Most notably, it introduces a new Elder Dragon to hunt, the gold-plated Kolv Tirith, cloaked in heavy golden mantle. This dazzling threat is fast approaching, and it's up to you and your hunting squad to work together and repel it at all costs. So, that's pretty cool. But, like I said, those are just updates, and I'm just your local guide to talk to you about this. So, now we're on to the next song, and that'll be it for tonight.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follow up. Fit the box with the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder.
While I was scheming for the masses, who do you think you are? Dreaming about being a big star. They say you're basic, they say you're easy. You're always riding in the backseat. Now I'm smiling from the stage while you were clapping in the nosebleeds.
wonder. Lightning and the thunder, thunder, thunder.
Sounds like I'm hungry. I'm so hungry. Do I want to save money? Is this a trick question? Are you serious? Why do you hate me, Internet? This sucks. This seems too good to be true. Gonna work. Nailed it! Installing Honey was genius AF. I totally deserve this. I am so glad no one can see me right now.
We were staying in Paris. Get away from your parents, and I thought, wow, if I could take this in a shot right now, I don't think that we could work this out. Out on the terrace, I don't know if it's fair, but I thought, how could I let you fall by yourself? Well, I'm wasted with someone else. If we go down, then we go down together. They'll say you could do anything. They'll say that I was clever. If we go down, then we go down together. We'll get away with everything. Let's show them we are better. Let's show them we are better. Let's show them we are better. We're staying in Paris to get away from your parents. You look so proud, standing there with the fountain and a cigarette, posting pictures of yourself on the internet, out on the terrace. In the air of this small town, on our own, cutting glass with the thrill of it, getting drunk on the bus we were living in. If we go down, then we go down together. They'll say you could do anything. They'll say that I was clever. If we go down, then we go down together. We'll get away with everything. Let's show them we are better.
Thank you. Achilles and his gears, Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fears. But clearly I don't see myself upon that list. She said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this.
Alright, all you lovely people, have a wonderful night. Sorry it's so long. I just figured I would incorporate music to it from now on. So, not everything is gonna be just talking. You're gonna have music, breaks, and talking. So, without further ado, have a wonderful night, you crazy people, and I'll talk next time. Bye!
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.